Hi, everyone. I'm your host, Celeste Moore, and you are listening to the Down and Dirty Podcast, aka the Double D's of Dating. This is a podcast for navigating the ins and outs of modern midlife dating. Here, we will discuss the challenges that men and women face in today's dating world. Like many industries, this one is forever changing, and I believe this platform will help those who need or want it. Today, it is the best time to take control of your desired outcome. Whether it is a marriage, significant other, life partner, or just to gain the confidence in dating once again. Every other week, we will dive in and talk about different viewpoints that seem to be challenges in today's dating arena. So let's get into today's episode. I want to welcome everyone to another episode of the Down and Dirty Podcast. As always, I am your host, Celeste Moore. I love to talk about sex. I feel that we still as a society shun talking about sex. I don't know why, honestly. It is an essential part of a long-lasting relationship between two people. Well, guess what? I get to talk about it all on my show, and I love it. Also, side note, please don't forget to send in the form that I have on my Instagram at Celeste Moore Image for any questions you would like me to answer on my Talk Dirty to Me episodes that I launch every month. Okay, so let's get into today's episode. What are some of your favorite things about sex? Why is sex so important, and how can it help heal our past? I would love to explore some of the ideas and questions we may have around sex. Sex varies between sex partners too. There is no clear-cut definition here. Technically, it is one when another touches the other sex organs. Now, if that's not a sexy definition, I don't know what is. Just kidding. What you may believe about sex and what it is to you also depends on your experiences. It can mean penis-vagina penetration, penis-anus penetration, oral sex, if one or the other orgasms or both people orgasm. These are all answers of what it means to have sex. The way people perceive sex is a whole other conversation. The way you were raised and those belief systems can be fundamentally at your core of how we view sex, or you view sex. There are a large part of Americans that grew up in some sort of religious background where the majority of all religions say you must save yourself for marriage. I mean, I don't know about you, but that's not something I agree on, and it doesn't mean you have to agree on it, but knowing that a large percentage of the population has been raised in some type of religious background, you know, this usually plays out in one of two ways. You rebel against this notion, or you have very puritanical views about sex. And if you do have these views, that can lead down the road to being inflexible when you meet a potential partner that does not share the same set of views. They may be absolutely perfect for you, but because you both are not on the same page with sex, then that can lead to not being the best match. The actual definition of sex really doesn't matter, but what does matter is that you and your partner decide what feels good. And I have to say, practice safe sex. Sex is not only the physical or animalistic part of us, but it is also mental. It is about the level of connection between two people. And in so many ways, this is experienced through intellectual ways. I know that for women, we are turned on by mental stimulation, by getting to know us, by listening to us, by hearing us. This makes us feel sexual towards you. But another example is seduction is a game of intellect. You must be smart in knowing what your partner likes and does not like. You must pay attention to what your partner says, so listen up. You need to use that brain of yours so you can tease and titillate your lover. This requires great communication, but also can be super fun and exciting. Foreplay, I know I speak a lot about foreplay, but I think it can never be spoken about too much. And I want you to understand the importance of foreplay to the female having an orgasm. I even have met men who appreciate the different forms of foreplay. There is a buildup to the act of intercourse or oral sex, in which the final result is the big O. Yes, please. How to go from teasing to pleasing. There's a whole art of tease, which can be so erotic. There's many books that you can read and styles that you can try with your partner. I would recommend experiencing different forms and see what you prefer. The one thing about sex, it is fun and it feels good. And it can be earth-shattering with the right person. One example that I absolutely love is burlesque. This is a show in which a woman dances and she has sexy lingerie on and performs by slowly taking piece by piece off. There are many forms of teasing, dirty talk, role play, watching something erotic, touching other places of the body. Food can be used in sexual ways, smells, and overall, tapping into all of your senses can heighten the orgasm. So get creative, adventurous, and have fun. My favorite part of sex is the art of titillation, which makes me so turned on and excited. I am a very passionate person and lover. So for me, it's so much more than the act of intercourse. I really love oral sex, and I'm not sure who does not like oral sex. I mean, let's be honest. This is how I masturbate and what makes me orgasm. What are your favorite parts of sex? I know that most men, if not all, are highly visual creatures. This means that one look at her hot ass and those tight jeans can cause immediate arousal, and then he just wants to smash. Whereas us women need you men to turn us on through foreplay, seduction, teasing, getting our minds clear and allowing us to relax and ease into a space of eroticism. This will 100% take longer than the sexy memory that just popped in your head of the porno you watched last night. You need to caress us, milk, touch, tease her with those words and get her nice and wet, man. Okay. It will be so worth it because I know that you all like to work for things. It makes you treasure her, value her, and make the sex so much hotter. Let's talk about why great sex is paramount to a healthy relationship. Without sex, then you might as well be friends or roommates. I'm not sure that is what you had signed up for being in a partnership. So one major importance is that you can connect and grow that bond between you and your partner or partners. Being able to communicate what it is that you like, you enjoy, your turn-ons, desires, and even fantasies will benefit you and your partner. Sex is also a great stress reliever. I love to have me an orgasm right before bed so that I can sleep better. The health benefits of orgasms are huge. One part of communication is listening. Listening is so powerful. If you listened 80% of the time, then you will really show just how important she is to you. This will allow her to be heard by you, and she'll be able to open up completely. Being vulnerable to your desires is when you can connect on that deep level of intimacy. Also, being in a space where she may feel vulnerable can also be scary and difficult. So make sure that it is a judgment-free zone. Make sure that you are not criticizing your partner's likes or dislikes. No one's desires or fantasies are wrong. It might not be what you prefer, but that's okay. If there is something that you aren't comfortable with, then maybe there is a happy medium that you both can compromise on. Like I said, it all comes down to healthy communication. Keep in mind that there is a healthy sex life and an unhealthy one too. In the beginning of a relationship, keep in mind that you should always take things slowly if you plan to have a healthy, lasting one. I know that you are all adults and you can clearly have sex on the first date, but honestly, that usually fizzles out at some point. the key here again is communication, right? Make sure you are both on the same page about, you know, when to go down the route of physical pleasure. Keep in mind that sadly, there are women that have experienced some form of sexual trauma or abuse within their life. It can range from sexual catcalls, molestation, rape, and there's so many other forms of sexual abuse. And I know this is super terrible, and one can't even imagine all the things that she has gone through. But I do hope that if this is the case, she has gone through some sort of trauma therapy to work on these issues. There still could be triggers that may bring up negativity around sex. But if you're communicating with her and there is this safe space around you and her, it can allow her to heal around those negative feelings about sex. Once your partner fully trusts you, you can hold that safe space for her, and then she can explore her sexual desires with you. This will allow the healing to take place. Her memories may never go away, but knowing boundaries can allow sex with you to be truly amazing. Stay tuned because I have some exciting news coming up. I have been listening to the things that you want men, and I'm hoping that this is going to be the sweet spot for you. Thanks for tuning into today's episode. Please follow me on Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, and or Google so you will never miss an episode. Also, don't forget to rate my show. This helps me out. Have an amazing day. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. Come and hang out with me on Instagram at Celeste Moore Image. Let me know your thoughts on today's episode because I always love hearing from you all. You can find all the links and resources in the show notes of the episode on my website, celestemoore.com. Okay, that's all for now. I'll see you in the next episode. See you next time, friends.